And right now on Robin Hood Radio, we're going to welcome in Kevin Viscay, of course, who is the man behind the doors at the Interlaken. Good morning, Kevin.
Good morning, Marshall. How you doing this morning?
I can't complain. We have no rain. It's a low humidity, but it's still going to be another beautiful day.
Terrific.
I like some of the things that are going on in our area that are urging people to come out if they feel safe to come out and follow social distancing rules with masks and social distancing rules. But now there's creative ways for people to come out and enjoy themselves. And I think you at the Interlaken have hit upon something pretty cool, and it's going to start this week. And those are like picnics at the Interlaken that you can either stay at the Interlaken or you can take it to go home on Thursdays, Saturdays, and Sundays. Before we get into the particulars, how'd you come up with this idea?
Well, I think the team was looking for something that was going to be different. You know, everyone wants something new right now just because they've all been boarded up in their homes, and they're afraid to go out. And if you go into restaurants, is it going to be the air conditioning system that's going to spread a virus, or is it going to be people that are not going to be safe? So we decided that, you know, we have so many different spots, the grounds, the lake, the back area, the tent area. Let's open it up and let's people stroll around, see the property, and enjoy everything we have. And take a lobster roll and go down to the lake and have a margarita or a shortcake that Eric's producing. It's going to be a fun time.
And what you're doing with this is, I think what's great is people can do that. Or else if they still feel, okay, well, you know, I'd still like to get that lobster roll or that whatever, they can take that and they can go home with it. But what you've come up with is pretty cool, because Thursdays, let's go over them. Thursdays is the lobster roll. Saturdays are barbecued ribs. And then Sunday is a Sunday brunch. And each one features a particular menu item that I think will go over big in the region. Of course, the lobster roll and walking around, which is happening actually tonight. Now, what are the hours that people can do this?
The roll and stroll, as they're calling it, is starting at 4:30 today. And we're going to stop selling the lobster rolls at 7, but that doesn't mean people can't still stroll around the property until it gets to be dark. So
it's the lobster roll and stroll at the Interlaken tonight, beginning at 4:30. On Saturday, baby back barbecue ribs, house-made chips, and also seasonal cobbler dessert. And so you're doing that. This is the exact same thing on Saturday, just changing the menu there.
Right.
And then on Sunday, the Sunday brunch, and this, you know, it's been a long time since I've had this, but chicken and waffles, that's fried chicken and waffles, sausage, fresh fruit slice. Once again, you can order that online. By the way, all these, what we're talking about, all these Thursday, Saturday, and Sunday, you can go online for the Thursday event. It's interlakenin.com/Thursday Roll and Stroll. Saturdays, it's interlakenin.com/Saturday /barbecue, BBQ. And Sunday, it's interlakenin.com and it's a Sunday brunch. And all you can order online, you can do everything online. And if you want more information, you can get it online. Sunday's the Sunday brunch idea is just a great idea with to reintroduce something to this area that's a staple in the South and across a lot of the country, chicken and waffles.
That's right.
And all these things now, you're going to keep these in place for a couple of weeks?
We're going to go probably until the close to the middle of August. We're going to see if we can't carry them right through August and through Labor Day, but we'll have to see what else happens to the travelers in the area and how many people would be affected by coming to the area. So,
yeah, it's as a business person, you know. By the way, we're speaking with Kevin Viscay of the Interlaken, and as a business person, well, you and I have talked pre-pandemic and during the pandemic. It is amazing how this really has taken millions and millions of dollars away from businesses in our northwest corner.
Oh, absolutely. There's we'll never see anything like this again. I certainly hope not.
And the hardest hit industry in Connecticut, I was just reading this story yesterday, as a matter of fact, has been, which industry, in New York and Connecticut, by the way, has been the lodging industry, the hotel industry.
And across the world, all of tourism. Yeah. And just all the tourism industry has been the hardest hit.
And it's something that we're all struggling to get through. And what I like about this idea is, just like I like it about the idea the Sharon Playhouse is going to open up with drive-in programming beginning on July 4th. The outdoor movie theater at Brothers in Armenia gets to show their movies under strict guidelines. But also they're bringing in an act this weekend for Saturday and Sunday, which was going to debut in New York, but it can't, so they're going to be in the back of five or six pickup trucks performing a drive-in performance for social distancing, and then there's going to be two movies after that. And I'll just team it like this. Here's, folks, you've been cooped up for so long. So let's say on Saturday, before you're going to go to the show in Armenia, okay? Before you go to the show in Armenia, you can go to the Interlaken, have your baby back ribs, chips, and a seasonal cobbler, walk around. And then after that, go to Four Brothers in Armenia. And there you have a whole night of food and entertainment, about 6 hours worth. And it's going to cost you something like $35.
All, amazing.
Including the movie.
What creativity, huh?
Yeah, I mean, but it's a way, you know, I don't think people appreciate sometimes how, you know, businesses need people to come in, and of course we have to make money in nonprofits, but it is also our job in times like this to find ways to try to get people, okay, to reinstitute themselves and reacquaint themselves with what they were doing 3 months before, 3 months ago, which is going out and enjoying what this area has to offer.
You're absolutely right, Marshall. I love that. I love that people are now just taking walks with their kids and staying home, and the whole homeschooling has really helped connect the family again. So I think there are some positives that are happening out of this.
Well, all I can say is I posted this up on our Facebook page and shared it with about five other Facebook pages. And as of this morning, it's had almost 2,000 views. Now, that doesn't mean it turns out to 2,000 people, but that means that it's something that interests people, and people are interested in options to go out safely and have a good time. And once again, what we're talking about this morning, before we wrap up at the Interlaken, they have a wide range of things that they're going to present on Thursday, Saturday, and Sundays. They're picnics to go, basically, and it begins this evening. This evening is a lobster roll and stroll. The lobster is on a brioche bun, made perfectly with slaw, and then you get strawberry shortcake. You can order that online at interlakenin.com/Thursday-roll-and-stroll. And Saturday, baby back barbecue ribs, house-made chips, and, of course, seasonal cobbler for dessert. And that is available online as well. And then Sunday brunch, a chicken and waffles with sausage and fresh fruit slice. Once again, all three of these events can be purchased online at interlakenin.com. They're going to keep doing this as long as they can do it. Kevin, what you and your staff has done is you've also offered for every day a vegetarian option of a black bean veggie burger and lettuce and tomato. So if you're a vegetarian, you can get something every one of those days. It doesn't have to be those other meals.
That's right.
Well, it's the Interlaken Inn, interlakeninn.com, and of course, Morgan's is on Facebook as well. Kevin, I think this is a great idea. We named it as our idea of the week, as a matter of fact.
Oh, terrific. Thank you, Marshall.
Here at the radio station. So, hey, keep up the good work. Keep your heads up. You're going to be fine. We're all going to be fine. And keep up the creative thinking, Kevin. Yeah, you guys are doing a great job at the Interlaken.
Marshall, thanks so much.
All right. Take care, Kevin.
Take care. Bye-bye. Bye-bye.
Kevin Biscay at the Interlaken, and Rob Reamer was wondering, is this about the weather? And this is great. You can roll or stroll at the Interlaken with any one of these things on Thursdays, Saturdays, and Sundays, or you can just get it to go. Interlakenin.com. That is interlakenin.com.